Right now, there's a really amazing lightning storm happening. Lightning is flashing and striking the ground in the distance, and it's getting pretty close. I can hear some cattle moaning and wailing out in the distance. I hope one of them didn't get struck by the lightning. I was thinking just a few minutes ago about how I ended up out here, and I don't think I've talked about that yet, so I think it's worth a mention. A friend of mine from Flagstaff is originally from here, where her family is, and I met her in Colorado a few years ago, and she told me about the situation that's happening up here. And at first I thought, oh, that sounds really interesting, but I didn't really imagine myself coming here. And then she came to Philadelphia on a visit while she was over on the East Coast visiting her friend in D.C. And I thought it would be a good idea for us to go, you know, do a little sightseeing since she hadn't been to Philadelphia before. And I thought it would be fun to go see the museum and check out the exhibits. And I was like, well, you know, while we're there, we can also see what Native American exhibits they have. And I'm pretty sure there's a good selection there because it's a really huge place. And, you know, so we get to the museum and we're looking around. Oh, wow, that one struck really close. I'm sitting under like a porch awning, so I think I should be all right. But yeah, this is like really, wow. So anyway, we get to the museum, and, you know, we're looking at all these, you know, fancy French and Japanese, Spanish, everything from all over the world, different exhibits, very elaborate, different. We went through basically the whole museum, you know. And finally, we were like, well, you know, where's the Native Americans exhibits? So we asked one of the curators and one of the security guards, and they pointed us to the American wing, and the only exhibit that even came close to being Native American was not even made by an actual Native American person. It was actually like an American who was sort of making art in the style of Native American art. And I thought to myself, are you gotta be kidding me? Like, are you serious? I mean, this is the Philadelphia Museum of Art. I mean, this is like, Duchamp is here. you know, we have all of these different amazing artists are here from all over the world. And yet you don't have any Native American art at all. I thought it was so bizarre and so strange at the time, but, you know, thinking back, it shouldn't be surprising. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be surprising. Because at the end of the day, what we're talking about is a value system. And who gets valued, what gets valued, who determines the value of X, Y, and Z. You know? And when we think about who determines the value of things, we have to think about who is, and, you know, at the helm of this culture, who is at the forefront, who is making these decisions. Obviously, it's not Native American people. Obviously, it's not people who are marginalized. So when we talk about ways of living, ways of experiencing the world, whether technology is more important than, you know, maybe living in a situation without technology, or whether living off the land is more important than living in a city, or whether being educated in a Western style is more important than being educated in a traditional way of life. It's a value system. And of course, the Western value system has been imposed on everyone. You know, there's no escaping it. And I think what's happening here at Black Mesa, when people come here, what they get to experience is like the other side that we're not shown. the value system of a culture that is still relatively intact, even though it's being, you know, pulled apart at the edges. You get to come out here and you get to talk to people who have a totally different value system, people who are raised in a totally different way than the way we were raised, and who have a way of looking at the world that is so much different from how we view it. And I think these values, I mean, I've been thinking, like, if I had been raised with the values of the people out here, I know my life would be a lot different. It definitely would be more coherent, that's for sure. Yeah, so from now on, you know, when you hear people disparaging traditional ways of living, or disparaging people who are so-called primitive or so-called, you know, country people, you have to really think, you know, who put that idea in your head that the modern lifestyle is superior to every other thing that ever existed? Who put the idea in our head that we are at the apex of human culture, and that we're on this upward trajectory, and that we're evolving towards some bright, glorious new future, and that everything that came before, you know, all the cultures that existed, all the languages, all the traditions that have been destroyed or lost, you know, those are just like the flotsam and jetsam of history. You know, we're on our way to something better, people. I mean, it's like, come on board. Like, don't look behind you, look forward. You know, we have to... You know, this is basically what we're all told, you know, as we're eating our GMO food and, like, our faces are glued to the TV all the time, you know, we're just like, yeah, everything's great. Yeah, I mean, there is power in this world everywhere that we really can't see. We can't experience it directly all the time, but it's there. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, like, this... The sun has basically set, and there's still, like, just the barest glow of the sun's rays. Lightning is striking all around, and clouds are low. You can just feel the energy in the air out here. And to think that, you know, modern man, you know, European derived modern culture is the only culture in the whole entire history of the world that has been able to intercept energy and intercept power and wield it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to think that. It's ridiculous to think that the way that we're living now is the only way to live and the best way to live. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. Sometimes what it really does take is a change of scenery to realize this, though. So yeah, if you can make it out here to Black Mesa, I really, really, really suggest making the journey. It'll be worth it for sure. Now, back to the city, back in Philadelphia. It's 2:25 now?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's weird. All right. Thanks.